This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to kimandlavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
And it's live and local for you right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, the free radio.com app. Appreciate you hanging out. It's the Wendy's Big Show. Gary Ellers, the former Badger and Packer running back. Leroy Butler, Leap 36, Hall of Fame finalist. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, fan original here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, the free radio.com app. Gary Ellerson, also a fan original, and you're going to be able to vote for both of those fan originals and some other ones. You know, Chuck Freeman, it's a big time Mike McGivern coming up this Saturday. We're going to dissect the Fandemonium bracket and where my sheeting ultimately was. So you're going to be able to vote on any fan personality. 64 of them lined up in the Fandemonium bracket. We'll have the selection show coming up tomorrow night at 5 right here on The Fan. Lay out the field for you, and then you can vote for your favorite fan personality at 105.7 FM, The Fan, starting up tomorrow night at 5:30 when that bracket becomes live right here on The Fan. Guys, some news already of the day. We have Cam Newton officially a free agent. We have the Carolina Panthers reinvesting some of that $19.1 million that they are saving from the cap hit of Cam Newton after releasing him earlier today, signing Robbie Anderson, 2 years, $20 million, and 12 of that guaranteed. Philip Dorsett goes to the Seattle Seahawks on a one-year deal, and Travis Benjamin goes from the L.A. Chargers to the San Francisco 49ers on a one-year contract as well. 414-799-1250. Guys, we've been trying to find different ways to entertain ourselves. Now the networks are trying to find ways to at least fill some content and fill some time. We've seen a lot of different re-airs of games. Sparky, last night, now you said you were watching the Kareem debut that Fox Sports Wisconsin put out from 1969, Bucks and Detroit Pistons last night.
Yeah, I was watching that, and it's just amazing, like, some of the guys that are out there, just how thin they are. Like, there's just nowhere near
They never met a weight room.
Right. It doesn't look anything like the guys that you have today. No question.
No, and Gary, I mean, like, it's funny to me, too, and I was able to watch Super Bowl 17, I want to say it was, on Game Pass. Also took in a little bit last night, as much of it as I could stomach on Game Pass, which is free right now, from the NFL through, I want to say, the entire month of April, maybe May, whichever it is. But they put up, like, feature games, and they were doing the broadcast of the 2003, I think that would have been, wild card game when the Packers get bounced by the Atlanta Falcons at home, and hearing John Madden and Al Michaels. So those can be difficult memories. But for everybody at 414-799-1250, through this re-air transition, as we're getting all these re-aired games. Last night, Fury Wilder 1 and 2 were aired back-to-back on the network. Which old game can you watch over and over again that you're hoping hits the re-air? 414-799-1250. I can only imagine a couple of Leroy Butlers that he's going to say here coming up in just a couple of seconds of the ones that I know he would love to watch multiple times over again. But for you, Gary, what are a couple of games that you can watch over and over and over again that you want to see one of these networks pick up and re-air?
Well, the Oakland Raider game, I believe with Marcus Allen, the one where he reversed field and went back up through the middle and cut back out to the sideline, was that against?
I think that was against Washington.
Was that against Washington?
I don't know.
I think that that game to me was a phenomenal game.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that was an awesome game. So I love to see that one again if they can do it. And then the one with I think it was another Super Bowl with when the Hogs had John Riggins. I believe that that might have been, I don't know who was that against the Dolphins, I'm not sure. But that will be another one that always seemed to interest me. See, I don't do a whole lot of rewatching of sports. Even back when I played, I don't do a whole lot of that. But those two games in the NFL, though, always seem. And then there's one more. I think it was the Danny Marino. Dan Fouts, I believe it was in Miami when they were carrying Kellen Winslow off the field.
Yes, perfect one. Where Dan Fouts and Kellen Winslow, what did Kellen Winslow have in that game? Like 18 catches or something like that?
Yeah,
blocked a field goal to end the game. Yeah, no doubt. That's a good one. That's a classic that always comes up. No doubt about it. Leroy,
are my three.
For you, now, I mean, I'll throw Super Bowl 31 in here because I actually have the DVD that, I mean, we could watch any given time when you guys get back in here into the studio. I mean, we also have the 1997 championship game where you guys go and just beat the brakes off Steve Young and the 49ers. But for you, what are some old games for Leroy Butler that you would like to see some of these networks maybe take a chance at re-airing?
Well, I tell you what, you know, growing up, I was a huge Cowboy fan, and they beat.
Sorry to hear that.
The Orange Crush. I mean, they had Jackson at linebacker, they had Craig Morton at quarterback. I was a little kid, and boy, Roger Staubach was the man. That was one of the happy days of my life watching that game. But I'm gonna tell you something. Just the other day, man, watching Aaron Rodgers throw that ball to Jared Cook. To just put the dagger in the Cowboys' heart. It's almost like I was a Cowboy fan growing up, but I love to see them fail now. Boy, it's just so funny. It's just so funny. Didn't thought they was going to win. I just watched that game. I tweeted about it. And, of course, you know, Super Bowl 31, it was some discussions about Reggie White taking over the game, and then obviously Super Bowl 45. Obviously, I'm a Packer fan, so I'm going to put them out there. The one that Kevin Green talked to Matthews and say it's time. And then he just kind of turns it up, and you know, seeing Nick Collins get a pick six, you know, it's just truly, truly amazing game to watch. But if you think about some of the classic games, you know, one I did that was a big deal here lately was when New England was down 28-3 to Atlanta.
Yep.
The way Tom Brady, man, it just they got all the breaks, but to come back from that deficit. It's just truly, I don't know if it's a bigger comeback or collapse, but, you know, I watched that the other day, and I was like, man, how did this guy win this game? I just don't, when you're up that amount in a Super Bowl, it's supposed to be a wrap.
Yes.
But I've been, like, interacting with a lot of fans watching some of these games. It's been so much fun.
I actually watched that game you're talking about, Super Bowl 51, earlier today on Game Pass on the treadmill. Dude, I don't get how on earth you're not going to run the football with a 3rd and 15. Instead, you're going to have Matt Ryan drop back when you're already in field goal range, Leroy.
Yes.
I lost more money on that game than I'd like to admit as well, too. So frustrating to say the least about Dan Quinn and the Atlanta Falcons blowing that one for sure. 414-799-1250. Which old game would you want to see re-aired? Sparky, I'll go to you here next. A couple for me. Now, I've seen, I want to say it was game five of the ALCS. in 82 when Cecil Cooper delivers the base hit, what was that, in the eighth inning, bottom of the eighth inning, and then the fans storm the field as the Brewers end up getting themselves into their World Series in 82. That would be fun. I'd like to see a little bit more from maybe that 82 World Series, maybe the Rob Deere game if I'm looking at Brewers baseball. But what about you? Which classic game do you want to see re-aired?
I think for me, I'd like to see the Super Bowl I. Vince Lombardi and the Green Bay Packers front to back run the whole thing all over again throughout. That's what I'd like to see.
The entire run.
Yeah. Super Bowl one. Yeah. The entire game from start to end. I know they've shown it in the past, I think, in snippets on NFL Network or whatever. But to have that like on Fox 6 or something, on over-the-air TV on like a Friday or a Saturday for everybody to watch, because everybody hears about Vince Lombardi Trophy and all that. I think now you'd actually be able to get to see him coach, see what the caliber of play was like. Everybody compares Bart Starr to, well, Favre and Rodgers, and it's not the same era. Well, now you'll be able to see exactly what he was playing with.
I also think another one, I mean, if we're going back into Super Bowls like that, what about Joe Willie Namath going in and calling his shot against the Baltimore Colts and Johnny Unitas, telling everybody on Friday that they were going to go in, we're not only going to play, we're going to beat you guys coming up on Sunday, and then he did it. That one would be fun to watch because everybody talks about how much fun Joe Willie Namath was. I mean, that was at the days when the AFL and the AFC were thinking, there's no way we're going to end up starting to win these things, and they go down and take down Johnny Unitas, and that was Super Bowl III, right? That would be a good one, I think, to see as well, the Colts and Jets, but there are so many other ones. Personally, selfishly for me, I'd like to see more Michael Jordan aired on NBA TV as somebody that didn't get to watch him live. I mean, there's a lot of games LeBron James has. Think of the Ray Allen game in the NBA Finals. That was the 2012 NBA Finals when Ray Allen steps out of bounds in the corner and then hits the three to tie it and send it to overtime, and they end up beating the Spurs in that Finals. There's a bunch. 414-799-1250 for you. Which old game do you want to see re-aired? 414-799-1250. Gary Ellerson, Leap 36, Roy Butler, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Schmidt with you here live and local on The Fan 24-7 with you through all of this. We are going to be right here from 2 to 6 talking sports with you and also a little bit more stuff. Which old game do you want to see one of the networks grab onto or a run? Like Sparky said, he wants to see a run of Super Bowls for you. 414-799-1250. What do you want to see on your tube with no live sports? We're back after this on The Fan. Courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. You remember that? Bottom of the eighth, 1-1 tie, man on first with two outs, and Ryan Braun essentially sends the Brewers to the playoffs for the first time in 26 years. Don't forget the 9-1-run innings from CC Sabathia. Talk about that one for a classic game to get re-aired. Brewers and Cubs for the Brewers to send themselves and break the playoff drought. 414-799-1250. So, Wendy's Big Show, which classic game do you want to see re-aired right now? 414-799-1250. We laid out a few, but there are plenty here as well. Got a lot for game six of the NLCS in 2018. I don't know how many people are going to want to see game seven, as that one was kind of a stinker, but Brewers blow out the Dodgers. That could be a great one as well. Maybe if the Bucks could have finished that double overtime game, or the Brewers would have won the 14-inning game in those championship series, we could go and enjoy that instead. Game one of last year's Eastern Conference Finals. Got to be one. For you, where is it? 414-799-1250. Let's go to Waukesha and say hello to James. James, you're up on the Wendy's Big Show. What classic game you want to see re-aired right now, man?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, y'all probably too young to remember to actually watch it, but I remember seeing UCLA's 71-game winning streak come to an end? I think it was against Notre Dame.
That yeah, was it was against Notre Dame. It started with Notre Dame and ended with Notre Dame. Yeah.
Yeah. That was classic.
That's a good one, too. Thanks, James. That would be another one. Like, these aren't only Wisconsin ones, Gary. Yes.
Too. Yeah, they just aired them. I saw a special on Bill Walton, I believe, and they just aired that one. I think, like, last week I watched it. It was just tremendous. People just don't really realize that run that UCLA had with Coach John Wooden was absolutely incredible.
I know a lot of people would love to see NC State. I mean, talk about Jim Valvano. We see that video all the time, but that whole game in its entirety would be amazing, too.
They just showed that game over the weekend. I think they showed it, was it yesterday or Saturday? Because people were live tweeting it while the game was going on.
I know a lot of people were getting into Kansas-Memphis over the weekend. They had Villanova-North Carolina over the weekend with the game winner hit in the closing seconds to win the national title for Villanova. The game from last year, even with Virginia and Texas Tech. Guys, some of these really classic games, too. I go into the game Virginia and Texas Tech. I mean, now it was only a year ago. It's not like it was that long ago for me to have my mind wander away from it. I'm like, who was watching this game? That game was a blowout. Instead, it goes into overtime, and a couple of big-time DeAndre Hunter threes helped Virginia close the gap against the Red Raiders late. There are so many good ones. Which one do you want to see during a time where there are no live sports? Let's go to Ken in West Bend. Ken, you're up on the Wendy's Big Show.
Self-quarantining. Hold on. How's it going, fellas?
What's going on, Kenny?
What's going on? How about the Marquette Warriors in 1977?
That would be great.
Oh, my goodness. What a game. And I'll give you another good one. How about when Villanova won it all with Rolly Massimino in 84? That was another great. It was just a great game to watch. But the Marquette Warriors, that was an outstanding game. 1977, they win it all. Shocked the world. What a team.
That was a total shock. Appreciate it, Kenny. Taking it easy. That Sparky, now that one would be one where I would learn a lot about Coach Al McGuire and that whole Golden Warriors team, as it's now the Golden Eagles. I still know it as still for the 4 days that it was while I was in fourth grade, the Marquette Gold. But when the Warriors go on and win the title, that one would be a good one from 77 NCAA title game.
Yeah, I'd be all for it because obviously I wasn't old enough to have seen that game and remember that game and the craziness that went along with the Al McGuire team and everything that went there. And you know, we talked about this the other day about Fox Sports Wisconsin. I really don't understand why they don't run that World Series year with the Brewers going to the World Series to take on the Cardinals. I don't know why they don't run that, you know, from what would be opening day of that season and just run those games from that season going all the way through to let all these people that are younger, like Baby Tausch, that don't remember seeing, you know, Robin Yount at shortstop and all of this other stuff, be able to watch Brewer games night in, night out for that season. I think people would eat that up. And then all the old-timers that are old enough to remember partying, you know, on Wisconsin and all that other stuff that goes along with it, they would gladly, like Ken, that just called in, crack a beer, sit back and watch a game, because you're not going to remember every single regular season game that happened. No chance.
No doubt about it. And like, there are totally different parts of these games, Gary, that I'm remembering if I'm watching them on Game Pass of, like, when the Packers go and play the Lions in 2016 up in Detroit for the NFC North game when title in week 17. You see some of these other ones with you know, Super Bowl 49. You almost forget that Brady was down 10 to the Legion of Boom in that Super Bowl. Like, you learn some other parts about these different games. Now, one thing that I'm finding really fascinating are some people, Gary, are going for games that they didn't watch. Others are going for games that they've probably watched 15 times over already predict and tell you every single snap.
Right. And that's one of the things, or great things about watching games or want to watch the games that you hadn't seen before, is that so you get some of these old heads who just called in are looking at this 71, those types of games with Bill Walton and that. So it runs a spectrum, and I think that's what's going to happen with a lot of us. And a lot of guys like you, though, Billy, and they're just like sports geeks that hear about these games,
yes,
but never got a chance to see them,
yep,
will now be able to see most of these games that are going to rerun. And, of course, you know, these 30 for 30s are going to come back like crazy. You know that.
Yeah, you'd only imagine that they're going to bust them a bunch of those open as well, too. And somehow, too, ESPN's like, no, we're going to hold off on the 96 Bulls one. Don't worry. We know you guys are going to watch that once we pull it out.
We'll hold off
for it as well. Yeah, no
doubt. When is that supposed to come out? In June?
June or July, I think it was. Yeah. I think it was supposed to be slated for after the NBA Finals. Let's go to Chuck in Bayview at 799-1250. Chuck, which old game do you want to see aired during this lull with no live sports?
I want them to replay the Milwaukee Bucks beating the Los Angeles Lakers for the 33-game winning streak in 1972. That was a great game. The Bucks won it 120-104 at the arena.
Now,
I'd like to see that on TV again.
Chuck, that's a great one. Did you see the Bucks breaking the 24 and the undefeated streak of the Golden State Warriors? Fox Sports Wisconsin played that one a couple of days ago when they beat the 24-0 Warriors. So maybe that Laker game will be one of those as they've got Lou Alcindor and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar opener last night.
Yeah, that was on ABC TV. I remember it was a prime time on a Sunday afternoon, and I was able to watch part of it, but I'd love to see it again, see the old Bucks players. I need a Bucks fix.
No doubt about it, Chuck, as we all do. 414-799-1250. Appreciate you there. He drops off, opens up a line for you at 414-799-1250. Which classic game do you want to see re-aired right here on the fan?
I've got another one.
Okay. Let me hear it.
It's because I love my guy Leroy. They should show the one time the Packers beat the Cowboys back when he played, when it was at Lambeau Field, because most people don't remember it. You know, guys like Chuck Freeman and myself that always get on Leroy's Packers for not being able to win in Dallas.
Leroy.
He always points out we did beat them in Green Bay, and they had everybody. They should show that game.
Leroy, I'm gonna get this out of this before you say anything that you know you're gonna regret. Because guys, it's time for a CBS News update with the latest on the coronavirus pandemic on 105.7 FM The Fan. Wendy's Big Show here on the fan inside the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer as well in studio with us here today. 414-799-1250. What old sports game do you want to see re-aired during this time of no live sports? We're into day 13 as we now get the safer at home edict from the governor. So a lot more time for us to, you know, maybe study up, watch some games that we already seen. Or maybe learn a little bit more history. Let's do it all together. Let's go to Ram on the north side. Ram, you're up on the Wendy's Big Show. Good hearing from you, man. What game do you want to see re-aired?
Well, I thought three. Hey, what's going on, Gary, Leroy?
Hey, what's going on, Ram?
What's Parky?
What's up, man?
One is, I was actually at the 1977 All-Star game at the Mecca. That was an awesome game. And what was weird about that game is, you know, they gave Julius Erving the MVP for the losing team. I don't think that's ever happened. Mm. Again, after that.
That's a good nugget. I like that.
Yeah, he won the MVP, and Kareem had an awesome game. And when I say awesome, I'm talking about awesome. That's when the Bucks was in the West. And then two other games is I'm not negating football. I do love my Packers. But I'll say the 1979 game with Magic and Larry, NCAA championship game.
Good one, yes.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah,
and then I got to throw one out to Leroy. You got to go with 1986 with Mike, even though they lost at 63. At the Garden.
Oh, yeah.
And that was when they had the best of
that
three.
That was fire.
Y'all remember, they just had the best of three. And then they went the best of seven.
Yeah.
But the last thing I'll say
I remember
is,
that.
You know, Jordan never beat Larry in the playoffs. That's the one person he lost. He never beat Larry. Larry beat him 13 times. He never beat Larry. But anyway, I'm out, guys.
Appreciate it, Ram. That's a good one. Now,
that was
now.
Off the broke foot. That was off the broke foot.
So now that was round one of the 86 playoffs. Now, so that would have been, was that Mike's first year in the playoffs with the Bulls? Because he took like two or three different teams to the playoffs and then wasn't really able to break through that ceiling, right?
Yeah, I don't know if that was his first. I just know he came back off the broke foot and he had the Jordan 1s on. And he put on a show.
You have a pair of those, Roy?
This man...
You know he does, girl.
Yeah.
He probably got like, he don't even know where they at, but he got them.
He's got three
pairs of them.
Yeah, he don't even know where they at, girl, but he got them. He
Jordan
got them.
Ones, man. I just never seen, you know, that just kind of, that game in the Garden, you know, it just put Jordan at a whole different level. And when you see the millennials see those type of games, like one of my, I was a big 76er fan too. I had three uncles, and one of them, obviously the one got me being a Laker fan, but one of them, my other uncle was a 76er fan, and he loved Andrew Toney. And it was a playoff game. The Sixers were playing. They had everybody. Of course they had Julius, Bobby Jones. They had an all-star team. And every time they would make a shot, he would just take off running. And it was just the most magical thing I've ever seen when a guy see his team winning, the reaction. You know how some guys get a little emotional.
Sure.
He would just, every time they make a bucket, he'd just start running through the house. I was a little kid. I'll never forget that. But those games, they had the little, Steve, they had them Daisy Dukes on back then. The shorts were real short.
They're real tight riders.
Hey, I got a question. I got a question about, speaking of the old days with the Daisy Dukes and stuff, to G.E. and Leroy back in the day. Because when that game was going on last night at Fox Sports Wisconsin, people were tweeting, boy, the crowd seems really way more into it than they did, do now in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. And people started tweeting, well, that's because the average Joe was at the games, and that's why. And now they outpriced the average Joe in Milwaukee. But realistically, that wasn't necessarily the case back in the late 60s and early 70s. You still had all the more wealthier people going to these games, didn't you, Gary?
No, you did. I mean, that's... But I still think it was affordable for everybody, though, back then, though. I believe it was. But, yeah, I mean, it was a place to be. But still, I think when you look at how things have changed today, I mean, you fast forward to right now, man, ticket prices right now are just absolutely incredible. And you're pricing some of those regular people. I mean, you say, Steve, have you gone to a Super Bowl, Steve? You've been to a Super Bowl?
Nope.
You would be just like, you'd be like, where are these people?
Right, but I told you. I mean, that's a corporate affair. Like,
where are these people? Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, you got minks, furs. I mean, you got all this. I'm like, these people ain't sitting in those stands. I mean, where are these people coming from?
Yeah, they're not sitting out in January. They'll go though in February when they're at a warm place. Yeah, no doubt.
Taking on a whole new and the Super Bowl
all corporate
has
tickets
become that. Yes, yeah, all corporate. Absolutely.
Yeah,
but not. But back then it wasn't like that. Obviously.
Sure.
No.
This one from Robert on Twitter says, Gary will remember this game. He had a pretty decent game, 56 yards rushing, 3 catches, 20 yards. 1986 Thanksgiving Day game for the Green Bay Packers. Packers were down 40-37 with 20 seconds left, and Walter Stanley returns a wild punt return, 70 yards to win.
I remember that. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was a good one. So we on the sideline, right? Far as say fair catch it. Now when fair catch it, we gonna fair catch it. we got no return on Leroy. We got punt safe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We got safe on this thing.
Everybody yell, Peter, get away.
Yeah, Peter, get away. Just okay.
What's your boy's name against Seattle? Do that.
Yeah, we got no return set up, cuz. Man, next time we know, we look back, this boy running in circles back there. We're like, what is he doing? Lord have mercy.
Pull a Bostic, but he caught it.
Pull a Bostic. Oh, man.
But he caught it. Don't
Leroy,
touch
he
it.
He turned around like it. 3-4 times. Yeah, turned around like 3-4 times. We're like, oh, man, we're going to have to get everybody just get somebody. Scatter. Just get up on somebody. Next thing we know, that joker's coming down the sideline. What did he take that thing back to the house for about, what, 50, 60 yards?
They said 70 yards here. Yeah, 70 yards. I'm looking at the box score right now. That would be a good one. I'd like to see that. I've also seen one for the 93 wild card game that was with the Packers and Lions, or is that 94 wild card game when the Packers went up to face the Lions, Leroy, in the Sterling Sharp game with the touchdown in the corner of the end zone?
That was a good one. When he went the opposite direction, people were saying, he's not going to throw it. I said, yes, he is.
you never could doubt that dude was going to throw it.
And Gary, that was one of those, no. Yes.
That's what happened with Walter. Yeah. He hit that sideline. Everybody went crazy. Though. He goes, because he's taking this to the house, man.
We might have another one of those, no, yes, he did. Dante is on the north side at 799-1250.
What's up, Tay?
Dante, which old game do you want to see re-aired?
When Antonio Freeman had caught a pass at, like, the end of the game, and I don't know if he slipped or fell down, but nobody touched him. And
just the
other team, I believe it was the Vikings, had
Yep.
You know, they thought the game was over, but he got up and ran in for a touchdown, and we won the game. That was truly a great one.
That one is. Go ahead.
I got a couple great ones. When Michael Redd did his 50, and Brandon Jennings did 50.
Yeah.
When Smart, the New York Knicks, I believe they was playing the Bulls. Some kid named something Sparks that just went ridiculous. Got him a contract off one game, and was nothing much after that. But those were great games.
Yeah,
those were some big ones. Appreciate it, Tay. This one I think is the one that our guy was talking about. Wait, he did what?
Yep.
Sparks lays it up for Freeman, and it's incomplete. Did he make the catch at the 15?
Yes.
What are they going to rule it? He caught it. Touchdown. He did what?
You can't write anything better than that. The classic Al Michaels, courtesy of ABC. Let's go to Jimmy on the northwest side of Milwaukee. Jimmy, what old game do you want to see re-aired?
A couple of them. I remember watching Ali in the Rumble in the Jungle and Thriller in Manila. I mean, those were world events, you know, and I'd watch that anytime.
I agree, Jimmy. And as a young guy, for me, as like a little bit more, I think, than casual boxing fan. Like, I really enjoy the sport. It's just been in such a lull, like, my entire life. Guys, I'd love to see Ali. I'd love to see Tyson, because that was just an absolute spectacle, all of those fights that he had. You have to think some of these archives are going to get dug up, two of those classic fights, where, like he said, I mean, that was destination viewing, where people were going to, like, bingo halls and Knights of Columbus areas and high school gyms smoking cigars to watch the World Heavyweight Championship. That would be a cool one for young people to see what that type of spectacle was back in the day. 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Let's get a couple in more before Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talks Packers with us. Tom is in the Falls. He's up on The Fan. Tom, which game do you want to see re-aired?
Seeing that we're missing the Bucks, how about Brandon Jennings' 55-point game against the Don Nelson-coached Golden State Warriors? I was sitting right behind their bench, and Don Nelson was even giving Brandon Jennings a real hard time at halftime, kind of saying, yeah, we should have drafted you.
Oh, man, that's a great one. Now, Sparky, was that the day that you wanted to get Brandon Jennings' mom on the air and tell her and thank her for birthing him?
That might have been the post-game show, if memory serves correct. That might be. And again, the crazy part about that one is, I'll never forget it, we were at Allie Faith's wedding from Kiss FM back in the day. We were at that wedding reception, and it was that's when it was going down, and I left to come back to watch the game, because obviously I had to do post-game that night, and got back in time for the second half of that game, and it was absolutely phenomenal. And I'm texting people at the wedding, telling them what's going on. In the Bucks game, as everybody was there partying and having a good time at the wedding reception. So, yeah, I'll never forget that one.
That's hilarious, because I actually did, like, the complete opposite. So that was the first year that I was a towel boy ball kid for the Bucks in high school. And that was, like, the sixth game or something that I worked. And our shifts would go early and late or full game. I was on the early shift, so I left at halftime. When I leave the Bradley Center, the guy's got like 15 in the first half, and the Bucks are down like 12. All of a sudden, I'm listening to Ted Davis on the broadcast on the way home, and by the time I got home, he had 40 or whatever, and it was like the end of the third quarter. That was a great one as well, no doubt about it. 414-799-1250. I know a lot of great memories will be had from our guy, Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He'll join us coming up next. We'll get more of these coming up at 5 o'clock.
Sylvie.
We'll bring this back for Great Lakes Dragway. Spoon. Pick a lane of what old sports game do you want to see re-aired? Coming up next, we talk Packers free agency and the moves that can still be made with the remaining dollars. Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talks Packers next on the Wendy's Big Show. See which NFC North teams you think hit the over on their win totals coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. It's the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler hanging out as well, and now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Tom Silverstein. talks Packers football with us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Tom, appreciate the time here during a trying time in our country. Really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be here.
When we finally are able to play football, the NFL continues to go on business as normal here with the start of their NFL free agency. The two signings that the Packers made, first off, I'll start it with Kirksey. Obviously a different player than Blake Martinez, most likely a lower caliber, especially because of the injury history that he had. But at the linebacker spot, do you think it's a better depth move than maybe the Packers going into free agency thought they were going to be able to make?
I think Kirksey's probably a placeholder till they can strengthen that position. I think it's a guy they could go into the season with as a starter, but they have got to find a real bona fide starting inside linebacker somewhere. And I don't know where that's going to be, whether it's in the draft, whether there's someone they're eyeing eventually in free agency. But they don't, I don't think you could live with Christian Kirksey being your best inside linebacker. It's just not good enough. He's a guy who's coming off, I think he's played 5 games or something like that in the last 2 years. The injury risk is there. He's a complementary piece at best.
Tom, when you talk about the Packers offensive line, you wrote a piece the other day talking about, you know, cap casualties that may come out of this with Bakhtiari and Kenny Clark, and then Corey Linsley may not be long for this Packers team after this season. And now you see the thing that comes out with Travis Frederick and opening up the center position with the Cowboys. Obviously, former Packers head coach Mike McCarthy is there. Could you see a situation where Linsley may get traded to Dallas for a draft pick or something along those lines, and they accelerate that process by moving Jenkins inside and then going out and possibly drafting another offensive lineman?
Yeah, I could see it happening, especially if Dallas is desperate and they feel like they need to have start a caliber guy right away. Absolutely, they could get a really good draft pick out of it. Now, you're getting rid of a really good player, and you better have a replacement for him. You better have... you know, you can move Jenkins to center, no question about that, but then who's your guard? You know, are you making yourself worse? So it's definitely crossed my mind that that could be something they do.
You know, when you also look at what they did with Bulaga and releasing him and letting him go, bringing in Wagner, did they get better or worse at that spot, you think?
Worse, no question. Brian Bulaga was a really good player. I mean, when he's healthy, he's a top 5 right tackle in the NFL. And Rick Wagner is on the downside and has had trouble against really athletic guys. You know, Bulaga, if there's anything about him, it's that he you know, you throw your best at him, and on his good days, he's up to the challenge. And I'm not sure that Wagner is able to do that anymore. Maybe in his earlier days he could, but mm-hmm. you know, you could see it some last year, Daniel Hunter, you know, chewing him up, and Backrell and Za'Darius Smith had some success against him. So I don't think ideally you want him to be your starter, but you may have to be.
Hey, Tom, if it were you, would you think you're the smartest guy in the world anyway?
Well, of course he is, Leroy. What do you mean?
Well, only when I do stuff with him. If it was one extension that you could do to save some cap room, would it be 69? Would it be 97? I mean, somebody has to do an extension, I'm sure, to get – I mean, would it be Aaron Jones? Would it be 33? I mean, which player you think is the next one in line to get an extension? Or, Tom, do you think the Packers will let all these guys play to their last deal and do like they did to Bulaga? Just see, go get what you can get and we'll match it.
I think they'll get Kenny Clark done before the start of the season. And
oh, okay.
I just think that he's too important. And if you wait till next year, or if you wait till free agency and, you know, put the franchise tag on him, that price is just going to go up. It's going to go up more and more. And if he has a 10-sack season or something like that coming up, his price is going to be out of this world. So your best bet is to do it now, and maybe you get a little bit of a discount because he still has a year of remaining on his contract. The only guy you can get some cap help from in an extension would be Bakhtiari. And they could do that, and I think they will do that at some point. They can't let him go. You can't let him go. You can't let Kenny Clark go. The others, you know, if it's a salary cap game, you might have to let him go. But your left tackle and one of the best nose tackles in the game, I don't think you can.
What about Aaron Jones? We were trying to figure out what his market was because we saw what Gurley got and we saw what Melvin Gordon got. And we were trying to gauge it, but we really don't know. This was his first year playing a complete season, but it was an amazing season, 19 touchdowns. I don't know if they think running back by committee can do it, or do they draft somebody? What do you think they do with running back?
Well, I would wait. I would wait and make sure he can stay healthy over the course of a year, and, you know, this year, because I don't think you want to pay a running back before you need to. I think guys you mentioned are cautionary tales, Melvin Gordon and Gurley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gurley, they paid a ton, and now they're, you know, his knee gave out, and now they're taking huge cap hit for it. Melvin Gordon, the Chargers held the line on him, and they kind of turned out to be right, that they were right not to give him the big, long extension. So I think you have to be careful with running backs. I think there's those guys can be had in, you know, anywhere in the draft. I mean, Aaron Jones is the perfect example. He's a fifth-round pick. And so I don't think you want to pay too soon on a guy like that. If you had to make a decision, if I had to make a decision between Bakhtiari, Clark and Jones, and I can only pick two. It would be Bakhtiari and Clark.
Talking with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Tom Silverstein here on the Wendy's Big Show. And Tom, when you try to find new money that they could maybe free up with the extension, like you said, to Bakhtiari, would probably be the one that you'd be able to get at. I want to get back to Aaron Jones because I think what you said is kind of spot on. You don't necessarily want to pay that guy before you have to. But then do you have to address it this year in the draft, maybe somewhat earlier, or if they stay right in the fourth and fifth round area where they grabbed Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones in the same draft back-to-back, do you think they address that position this year with the foresight that they might end up letting 33 walk next year in free agency?
Yes. I think you have to do that. I think you do have to address that position. I think it's good to draft a running back almost every year, whether it's late or middle rounds, because those guys are so valuable, and they're, as we've seen, their shelf life isn't very long. And so, you know, I mean, what if Jonathan Taylor is sitting there at their second pick? You know, he's dropped and nobody's taken him, and you're sitting there in round two, at the end of round two, and he's available. You know, I don't know. Could you pass that up? Pass up a guy who's, you know, a bona fide probably first-round pick?
Right. Well, our own Gary Ellerson said that he'd be willing to go and grab Jonathan Taylor right away at 30 if he's not even waiting for the Packers' second pick. Right, Gary?
You know, I don't think he's alone in thinking that. I don't know if the Packers are thinking that, but you know, it wouldn't be outrageous.
Well, I certainly wouldn't do it. But having said that, when you look at free agency and the things that have gone on to this point, Tom, is there a player out there that you saw sign with another team for a price point where you said, man, that would have made sense for Green Bay? Had they been able to do the same deal? Because people are freaking out over Emmanuel Sanders today and the deal that he got, saying the Packers should have been in on that, or maybe he could have came to Green Bay for lesser money and so forth.
Tom, I think it would have been Nelson Aguilar. I think the Raiders gave him $1 million. There's your slot receiver.
Yeah, I think he got that veteran exemption where it only cost you like $750,000 in cap. I think that would be the one that I would think about. Now, a lot of people are down on him. You know, he drops a lot of passes, and he's dropped some clutch passes. And he's a slot guy pretty much exclusively, which, you know, isn't a bad thing. But, I might have taken a flyer on him. But I also wouldn't rule out the fact that there could be some guys available later, too, that they have their eye on. You know, maybe somebody who's a late cut after the draft.
You know, Tom, we haven't had you on in a while since after the season's over. What was your overall thought of this year's past season? I mean, I don't know in the beginning if you had them winning 13 or 14 games. I most certainly did, but it played out that way. So what was your overall thought of this past year's Packers season?
Well, I thought that it was a year in which everything that could have gone right did go right. There were no injuries, no serious injuries. The schedule turned out to be really favorable. They wound up, you know, facing Kansas City without Patrick Mahomes and Carolina without Cam Newton and, you know, Minnesota at the end of the year without Dalvin Cook and Madison. I just felt like everything went their way, and they took advantage of it. And I thought they had a great locker room. I don't know if they'll be able to put together a locker room like that again. It was just the perfect chemistry they had. But I don't know if it's a sustainable thing. It was a great year. They did tremendous things. But, you know, you have to evaluate it for what it was, too. And they were not an upper echelon team. They just had an upper echelon record.
Tom, when you look at the other teams that you've covered in Green Bay, can you point back to some other locker rooms that were similar to that one?
I think Leroy could probably point out to that 96 team was probably the best locker room I've ever been around covering a team. I don't think there was you could even debate that. It was a bunch of guys who were single-minded about winning a Super Bowl, intelligent veteran guys, just got along. It was really something. I don't think I've been around any locker room like that ever, you know, since.
Sure. Do you think go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so that would be my gold standard for a locker room would be 96. And this one was really good because, there was just enough veteran influence, with a fairly young team.
How much of that impact do you think had, or how much of an impact on that do you think Matt LaFleur had?
I think he was good, in that he let it sort of organically, grow and didn't step on any throats and didn't stifle anybody. But I think the architect of it all was Gutekunst, who I think his people knew who they were bringing in. And I don't think they brought, you know, you bring in Preston Smith and Adrian Amos and Billy Turner. And then Za'Darius Smith is, you know, a character and passionate and everything. And I think in a front-running situation is really good. But guys like Preston Smith and Adrian Amos in particular are guys who are like stability. They're guys who, no matter what's going on, they are just really level-headed, really good guys to have around the locker room. And I thought Gutekunst did a really good job of studying who he was bringing in, and is very much concerned about character. He doesn't bring in very many bad apples.
Well, and it seems to be the same deal with the two guys that they brought in, Rick Wagner, obviously the Wisconsin native, and Christian Kirksey, Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee, a winner for the Cleveland Browns, and two-year captain. It seems like they went in the same boat there as they try to build, like you said, a guy that maybe can take the rookie around the league right out of the gates.
Yeah, Kirksey is a great addition to the locker room. I mean, that is tremendous. If they can get him to be healthy, and he adds to that atmosphere that they have. And Wagner is a quiet guy. He'll just come to work and do his job, and, you know, he's not a jerk, and he's just going to do what he needs to do. But Kirksey will be great for the locker room. And so from that standpoint, those signings could wind up being valuable. But we all know that character only goes so far. You've got to have talent.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to improve their talent. And they're going to have one heck of a good draft.
Well, and it's always easy to get along with everybody when you're winning 14 games. It's a little bit different when you're losing 13 of them. To keep all the camaraderie and the fun and the jokes going. Tom, appreciate it, man. Hopefully we can talk soon as the draft gets closer and near, and appreciate the time during this strange time in our country, and be safe, all right?
Yeah, you guys as well, and it was a pleasure, and you know where I'll be.
We know right where to find you when Leroy Butler riding your coattails on five questions. Appreciate it, Tom.
Well, yeah.
Thanks, man. That's Tom Silverstein joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. 414-799-1250 if you want to join the Wendy's Big Show. It's a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day, and coming up next, we try to make some judgments, more importantly, some investments. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.